Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
The Garden. From the womb to the tomb, aware of it or not, each one of us is on a journey. Although the paths are many and subject to free will, the destination is predetermined and arrival is assured. I like to think of this journey called life as a game, not too unlike Monopoly or many other board-style games. In this one, however, contrary to how it may appear during the playing, there are no losers. In the beginning, God decided that He could use help creating universes that would extend into forever. So, to facilitate that end, out of the very being of God, man and woman were created, and the game began. The game begins with each player at Go, or the Garden of Eden, and moves quickly through a paradise of a place where the first round is played. During this phase, the lights of truth are shining, but the player has limited consciousness. In other words, he has a subtle experiential awareness that he was created in the image and likeness of God, but he has no intellectual concept of what that truly means. Every thought he has instantly produces the thing thought about, leaving him completely fulfilled. However, he has not made the connection that he, as the thinker, is the source of the manifestations. He believes that something outside himself is creating and is responsible for all that shows up around him. He is, as a result, disconnected from the awareness of his true spiritual creative power. The player has been given clues that suggest he is to be a co-creator with God, but he has no idea what that actually entails. So with very little information, motivated by an inherent desire to experience himself as the image and likeness of God, to have absolute, unlimited knowledge, he sets out to find out. There are many challenges and obstacles in the garden, and how they are met determines the next round of play. For our purposes, let's take one possible course and follow it to the finish line. One of the challenges in the garden is a beautiful tree with ripe, delicious-looking fruit. The tree symbolizes knowledge. Most particularly, it represents the knowledge of duality, the awareness of all possibilities. The fruit symbolizes experience. The only means to knowledge is experience, so the only way to know the tree is to taste the fruit. In the garden, there is an existing awareness of the light. Consuming the fruit would mean that knowledge of the dark would have to be acquired, and so, called the fall by some and the separation by others, the next round is played with each player lost in a state of amnesia, stumbling through the dark, not remembering who he is, who or what God is, or even that God is. At this juncture, it is important to note that early in the game, when the player first begins to experience himself as separate from God, a trinity is created. What is actually one becomes three. Imagine a triangle. At the base, there are two points. In order to join the points, a third point is necessary. In this game, the Holy Spirit, the feminine aspect of God, is the link that maintains the connection between the two points that represent God and the player, or in other words, the Creator and the created. The Holy Spirit is the agency that contains all angelic ministers and messengers, and it's the part of each player sometimes referred to as the guardian angel or the higher self. While the player perceives himself as hopelessly trapped in darkness, he is, by the grace of God's Holy Spirit, totally protected throughout the entire duration of play. The Holy Spirit is introduced into the game not only to ensure that the player is properly coached and guided, but also to stand as the immaculate concept, guaranteeing that the outcome of the game is successful.